these years, is there anyone you still can't forgive? Whenever you think of this person, you get very angry. Because you have been hurt by him or her in the past. If this is what you have been experiencing, let's pray together first. Dear Abba Father, we thank and praise you for giving us new life, for constantly renewing our hearts, and for helping us to become new creation by your amazing deeds. In Christ, we are new creation. If any brothers and sisters or friends watching our service online has been hurt in the past, speak to us through your own word, through your message, because you are willing to give us your word. May all of us have a desiring heart for your word, because your word is powerful. Your word can comfort us and help us. Therefore, we implore that you may come and comfort those who have been hurt. And we beseech your Holy Spirit to release those who have bitterness in their hearts. We pray for your help in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The topic of this morning is love begins with acceptance. Please remember the topic of this morning. Love begins with acceptance. When we are reading the book of the Ezekiel, especially the verses we have just read, we know that in the time of the prophet Ezekiel, the Israelites were very stubborn and rebellious. But in the end, they realized that they had gone wrong. So they turned back in time and were willing to repent and come back to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive their sins. Therefore, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26 and 27, I'll read to you once again. I'm going to give you a new heart. Here I is the Lord. You are listening to the Israelites. And I'm going to give you a new spirit within all of your deepest parts. I'll remove that rock hard heart of yours and replace it with one that is sensitive to me. I will place my spirit within you, empowering you to live according to my regulations and to keep my just decrees. What do we see here? We see it is God's grace, and of course also God's promise. The Lord God would give Israel a new heart and promise them that they will have a new spirit within them. He will put a new spirit within them, so that Israel could be greatly revived. We see how God is ready to forgive. And in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus also teaches us to do so. Let us read Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 and 22. I'll read it to you. Then Peter came up and asked him, Lord, how many times may my brother sin against me and I have to forgive him? Seven times? Jesus told him, I tell you, not just seven times, but 77 times. We need first to get to the bottom of Peter's mind. When he was acting, he thought, 7 times were enough, right? We can ask ourselves, how many times can we forgive others if they sin against us? So Peter thought 7 times were enough, right? But Jesus replied, 77. It means that you should always forgive your brother. Someone might think that it's easier to say than to do. That's true. Especially when a person has been deeply hurt, it will be more difficult for them to forgive. It will be more difficult for them to forgive. That's why we need to rely on the Lord to do it. Brothers and sisters, recently I have a great burden. It's good to believe in the Lord, but we also need to learn how to rely on the Lord. Rely on the Lord to forgive. There's no doubt that we can't do it on our own. So not only should we believe in the Lord, but we need to go one step further and learn to overcome our bitterness through the Lord. When we have so many problems in our hearts, bothering us. Just think about it. If someone chooses not to forgive others, they end up hurting themselves even more because they are haunted by hatred and bitterness and get themselves suffered most. In effect, they are literally locking themselves in a prison of bitterness from which they are not able to escape. It also brings to our attention the fact that we do have a choice. So it is a choice you make makes your life. Let's look at this graph. Lying down versus standing up. Do you choose the attitude negative attitude versus positive attitude? Will you choose hatred versus forgiveness? If your life would be miserable if you always choose hatred. Will you choose resentfulness or joyfulness? Sometimes the couple may have some problems and they argue with each other. Will you choose to be resentful or be joyful? Carl is now, some people just give us this idea that the couple will get closer if they quarrel around some minor problems, but it's not right. But according to the Bible, quarrel is not a good thing. I invite you to watch a Joyful Station and fill our life with more positive content. which side will you choose? It obvious like that all of us will choose the right side. No one wants to choose lying down all the time, living a negative life, and always having a grudge against others. Because if you did, your life would be miserable, wouldn't it? We all have to thank God for the free will He has given us. So please remember that you always have a choice. Will you choose to hang on to it or let it go? Today, as God's children, we learn from the Old Testament to the New Testament that our Lord is a forgiving God. We all remember the Lord Jesus' first word. His first word on the cross, when he's in great suffering. His first words on the cross is actually a prayer. The first word of Jesus Christ on the cross is that, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus was on the cross for our sins. But the first thing to remember is ask the Lord to forgive our sins. When we are talking about being imitator of Christ, what should we imitate? We need to learn how to forgive other people just like the Lord. You should learn to let go of past hurts, grievance, and grudge. Even if you become a Christian, you will not have real peace if you don't let go of past hurts, grievance, and grudge. On the contrary, you can choose to be imitator of Christ, forgiving those who had hurt you, and lift your own life to a higher level through God's word and the Holy Spirit's help. In fact, so many brothers and sisters have had this experience before, especially if the person who hurt you is your family member. There might be a lot of misunderstanding in the past, but once you choose to forgive them, you will find true freedom in your heart. Not only that, you can reconcile with them for a blessed relationship, which is wonderful. We have to remember that such outcomes begin with forgiveness and acceptance. Love begins with acceptance. As we already know that Paul's life had been dramatically changed after he met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. But later, when he went to Jerusalem to meet the disciples of Jesus, none of them wanted to see him. For everyone thought, how could this Paul, who had persecuted Christians so much, who had gone about arresting Christians, be a different man now? They don't believe Paul. They didn't believe Paul. They thought it was a scheming of Paul. At a time when none of the apostles in Jerusalem was willing to accept Paul, there appeared a man who was willing to accept Paul. And that man was Barnabas. Barnabas believed the Paul's word, and he had met the risen Lord on the road to Damascus. Barnabas accepted Paul and brought him to Peter, the leader of the apostles at that time. Because of the acceptance of Barnabas, Paul had the chance to serve the Lord. It turns out that love needs to begin with acceptance. Brothers and sisters, think about this. Does not our Heavenly Father also receive us as we are? We are not lovely in God's eyes. If you want, what were we like before we were saved? We may often criticize and judge others, be righteous in our own eyes, be proud of ourselves for some minor progress in our work or study. Even though we didn't speak it out, we think in our hearts. We think about this in our hearts. And we even covet the splendor of the world. The lust of the eyes and the pride of life is what we are. We have to admit that we are not lovable. But God still receives us as we are, touching and enlightening us through His Holy Spirit, bringing us to repentance, giving us a chance to hear His gospel so that we could be baptized into His name. As children of our Heavenly Father today, we need to learn to accept the different people. Accept your false flaws, and at the same time, don't forget your own. Accept your children's problems and learn to entrust them to God in prayers. Only in the mentality of sincere acceptance, we will get higher wisdom and have real peace and joyfulness, and joy. Recently, I saw an introduction to a movie. The story is about an American girl who was admitted to Harvard University because she wrote so well. Such a talented woman later suffered from depression. It all goes back to her childhood when her father abandoned her and her mother when she was 5 years old. In fact, her father was an idle and irresponsible alcoholic. Therefore, this little girl lacked the sense of security since she was young. Without her father's care, her personality was kind of distorted while she was growing up. Her mother has brought her up. Of course, has great expectations for her, which in fact becomes some pressure on her. Due to various reasons, the girl is very insecure after she grows up. In addition, many negative experiences from childhood make her lack trust in others. As a result, her relationship with her boyfriend will not last long because he lacks of security. The story of this film is based on the experience of real people. The ending is very sad. girl had a miserable life and doesn't have peace in her heart. And the author also predicts that in our society, there will be more and more people suffering from depression. Why? Because of fear, worry, bitterness, all kinds of negative psychological factors and negative emotions. What's more, the current economic structure is undergoing great changes. A lot of family can feel that the price is going on. And in addition, there is a Delta. All these problems will not end. And more people's hearts are filled with emptiness. Should we live in fear? We must rely on the Lord to be strong and courageous. The point is that what's coming will come. Because since God allows things to happen, He will help us continue to stand firm in Him in every stage. I will repeat this again. No matter how difficult the circumstances may be, we need to learn to rely on the Lord to stand firm. This concept is very important. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Let's read together. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but one of power, love, and self-discipline. Who has given us the spirit? It is from God. It is God who gives us a spirit. What kind of spirit does God give us? A spirit not of fear, but of power. Here, power means very brave. In your daily life, your life, when life is peaceful, you don't have to be brave. But when you encounter difficulties, suffering, what is your attitude? You need to remember 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Because God has given us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. If you agree, please say amen. So we need to learn to rely on the Lord and train yourself in your daily life and exercise relying on the Lord in daily life. Because the Lord will come, return for sure. May God help us to be strong and courageous so that we can overcome all kinds of difficulties. We need to remember that only when we ourselves stand firm, can we be able to help others? So the first point is to rely on the Lord to be strong and courageous. The second point, love begins with acceptance and it comes from God. It is God's love filling us so that we can accept those who are different from us. We need to pray to the Lord for this every day. When you wake up in the morning, the first idea in your mind is to praise the Lord, hallelujah, and receive God's word through your daily devotion. Let's all stand up. There's three motions. The first one, praise the Lord. Receive the Lord, sharing God's word. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Receiving the Lord, sharing God's word. Please be seated. You can exercise this from the first day of this week. If you have this kind of a training exercise, you will be filled with positive attitude and energy. No matter what you encounter that day, you will always praise the Lord and knowing that the Lord is with you. Just because God's love is in us so that we can accept those who are different from us. We need to continue to help and influence others through God's love and God's truth. More importantly, to bring them to know the cross of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize the truth that this world will one day come to an end. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 and 32. Let us read together. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels are with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be assembled in front of him, and he will call them out, one from another, like a shepherd separates sheep from goats. It's obvious that when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels are with him, you don't have to read Revelation to know that the Lord will come again one day. In Matthew, we know that the Son of Man will come in his glory. These two words tell us very clearly what will happen when the Lord Jesus returns to judge the world. He will divide all people in two groups. I'll go ahead to and read to you verse 33 through 36. He will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who have been blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Because I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Please pay special attention to verse 35, which states the reason that in love, Christians receive and help those in need. In our daily life, we rely on God's love to learn to care for and help those in need. Therefore, the Lord continued in verse 40. The king will answer them, I tell all of you with certainty, since you did it for one of the least important of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. Did you see that? Continuing my message from last Sunday, whatever we have done for the Lord Jesus in faithfulness is remembered by the Lord and remains in the eternal kingdom. Love begins with acceptance and learning to forgive others, including yourself. Learn to forgive others, including yourself. For in Christ, we have been set free completely. When we speak of a person being saved, it is not only that one is saved from sin by the grace of Jesus Christ, but more importantly, our outlook on life is reestablished. It is the Christian cosmology, the determination of the concept of eternity. These truths change our lives. Every born-again Christian on earth has this experience. Thank and praise the Lord. Will you think about the difference between who you were and who you are today? There must be some differences. May God's word continue to renew our minds, that by testing we may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Our God is a good, loving, and gracious, faithful God. May God give us His love so that we can learn that love begins with acceptance. Let's remind one another that through God's love, we are confident that we can accept all different people and are willing to pray for them and also for ourselves, so that we may have life, be more gentle and humble, just like the Lord Jesus. All the glory be to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the topic of today is love begins with acceptance. I hope you all receive it. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you that everything is past and everything is new again. May the Lord give us a new spirit. May we learn to forgive us because you had forgiven us. May your Holy Spirit work in us through your Holy Spirit, through your message, renew our hearts. Listen to our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is very special. Why? Because an old friend of our church, Sister Deng Jia, is coming back from New York. Some old friends may know Sister Deng Jia already. And we are happy that Sister Deng Jia chose to follow the Lord and give us a testimony. 大家请坐。现在是我们为奉献祷告的时间。请我们一同低头祷告。天父，感谢你能够满足我们一切渴慕和所需要的。你的话语告诉我们，我们当将那出城的果实献给你，荣耀你。请接受我们的十一奉献，当作我们敬拜你的礼物，为你国度有效的成长来加倍我们奉献的果效。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。我们下面来介绍一下今天新来的朋友。
Let us all rise.